Hello, everybody. I am so excited to announce that Startup CPG now has an official Amazon agency partner we think is the best fit for emerging brands. They're called Daybreak Agency. They're led by Leon Lewis, who has years of experience growing CPG brands. Based on recommendations from the community, I personally actually worked with Leon and the Daybreak team for my previous beverage brand, and I was super thrilled with the results. He is absolutely a great fit for brands in the community. In my view, his team is the most affordable and most effective option out there. They will fix up your listing and get you set up with the right creative, and they have a much more reasonable retainer structure than most agencies I've come across. I've seen crazy retainers like $5,000 a month and that stuff that's just really not affordable for emerging brands, but his retainer is super affordable and he does incredible work. He will manage your operations, advertising, deal with the most challenging aspects of getting you set up on Amazon, and he actually also does other channels like Instacart and Criteo. Their team has years of experience across all of CPG, and I'm super confident that you're going to love working with them. If you want to reach out to him, you can message him on the Startup CPG Slack, Leon Lewis, Daybreak Growth, or email him at leon@daybreak.agency. Make sure you mention Startup CPG to get $600 of free design credits.
Obviously, I can't go this route, so I have to carve my own path. And so I've always been tinkering and trying and failing and failing and failing until I hit the peak of failure, which is acting for the last 20 years and being told no repeatedly. So I have very thick skin for this, and I think that's why we work so much, so great as a team and able to prevail.
And so that's when I started getting into the kitchen and making desserts and tinkering with different recipes, kind of like just taking notes, going back, trying something else. And then that was kind of like a few years in the making. And that's really where like the foundation, I think, of like all the recipes that Nowhere Bakery has. It's a combination of healthy ingredients, things that are good for your gut, but things that people like Maurizio would also enjoy.
Hello, CPGers. Welcome to the Startup CPG Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Scharf. We have another special bonus episode for you today because our friends, Sofira and Maurizio from Nowhere Bakery, are going to appear on Shark Tank. We are so excited for them. So Patricia Menegatto, our Director of Community and Marketing, join me to record an episode with them to hear the behind the scenes about their brand and the Shark Tank experience, which we're releasing before the episode airs, so there won't be any spoilers about did they get a deal or who was it with. But I think you will just love hearing about their incredible products. Enjoy. Hello, everybody. We have a real treat for you again this week because one of our community's absolute favorite brands, Nowhere Bakery, is airing on Shark Tank Friday, March 15th. This brand has had a major impact on our community. They were a 2022 Shelfies winner, and at our Expo West Alley Rally party, they were voted as the top brand and won a free booth at Expo West this year. So everybody going to the show will get a chance to visit them, even on the very day that their episode is streaming. They are also one of 9 standout brands featured by Fancy Foods. And I'm really pleased also to have here today Patricia Menegatto, who is our Director of Community and Marketing. And I think just to kick off, Patricia, I think, is your biggest fan. And like, I think identified you guys and was just always rooting for you. I think maybe also because Patricia mainly sticks to gluten-free. She was like just so interested from the start. So I thought maybe a cool way to start was, Patricia, maybe you could introduce yourself and then tell us how come you love Nowhere Bakery so much and how did you know about them?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me. I can't remember until like today that when you guys apply for the Shelfies and I received your package and I had the first bite. And I'm not a very like sweet person. I prefer savory so much, but I just like was blown away because I've been gluten-free now for like 80 years and I really care about ingredients and everything. So what I saw was like, okay, like looks good. Don't get me wrong. It looks very good. But again, I'm a more savory person. But when I gave the first bite, I was like, this is it. Like this has to be the Shelfie winner. I text Jenna that she used to be my judge as well for the Shelfies. And I was like, okay, have you tried this bread? And I sent her a photo. She's like, I haven't received it yet. I was like, please try. So when she did it, she was like, yes, we already have the winner for the baked goods. And since then, like, I met you guys and you're awesome. I was a fan since day one. I actually hid the cookies when I got from the shelfies from Kevin. Because otherwise he would eat, like my husband, he would eat everything. And I was like, I'm just going to keep in my office. He can have everything else.
That's awesome. So you guys can tell this is a huge treat for us when just one of the brands that we love so much from the community has something epic like this happen to them. So now, thank you for letting us fan out a little bit. And I'm going to pass to you guys. So Maurizio and Sofira, do you mind please introduce yourselves and just tell us a little bit about Nowhere Bakery?
Well, first of all, thank you for that warm introduction, Daniel. That actually made my eye tear. And I didn't think that was going to happen on a Sunday. So that was really sweet. And Patty, you know, we just love you and adore you. And you've helped us tremendously throughout this entire process. And we couldn't be more grateful to you and the energy that you bring all the time. So thank you both so much. I'm going to let Sofira do most of the talking because she's really the magic. My background is in many things, which includes sales and fashion, marketing, all types of business and entrepreneurship. And I'll give you just an easy tidbit for me is I just knew this was always going to be my space because when I was young and I would watch real successful looking presenting CEOs and corporate guys, and they would always have this amazing part in their hair. And I just thought, I don't have that. So that can never be me. Obviously, I can't go this route. So I have to carve my own path. And so I've always been tinkering and trying and failing and failing and failing until I hit the peak of failure, which is acting for the last 20 years and being told no repeatedly. So I have very thick skin for this. And I think that's why we work so much, so great as a team and able to prevail. But I'll let Sofira do the rest here.
Yeah. So essentially, if you couldn't tell, not from here. I grew up in New Zealand and then moved to Australia when I was 19. I started my career off as in fashion, much like Maurizio, which is funny that we kind of share that together. I was a fashion buyer for Guess Australia, did that for a few years, and then ended up leaving that to pursue a career in modeling. During that time, I was traveling around the world, living the dream, but my health started deteriorating. And that's when my kind of gut health issues started to come up and started to get a lot more intolerant to things like gluten and dairy, and a lot of things would make me bloated. America, he also had a very big sweet tooth. And so we would often butt heads when it came to dessert time because I couldn't eat anything and he liked the more traditional things of the world. And so we could never find anything that really like catered to both of our needs. And so that's when I started getting into the kitchen and making desserts and tinkering with different recipes. And every night I remember I would come to him and be like, okay, try this. It's made of black beans. And he's like, okay, let me try. And he'd be like, oh, it's a little dry. And then I'm like, okay, like kind of like just taking notes, going back, trying something else. And then that was kind of like a few years in the making. And that's really where like the foundation, I think, of like all the recipes that Nowhere Bakery has. It's a combination of healthy ingredients, things that are good for your gut, but things that people like Maurizio would also.
I love to hear that. I think I have a very basic taste bud and taste. Like I grew up eating pretty crappy food. And like, I used to work for Mars chocolate also. And I love a Snickers bar. Don't give me any like high quality dark chocolate. I'll spit it out. Like give me the crappy stuff. And so just, you know, having read a little bit about your founding story, it makes sense to me. You have like the perfect combo of somebody who is like going to insist on it being better for you and somebody who's going to insist on it tasting just as good or better than anything else out there. So that is really exciting to see. So, Maurizio, when did the recipe get to a point where you were like, wait, I think we got something here?
It was a long journey. And I can tell you, it's hard to both tread lightly when it's your wife, but also be true to yourself and to the taste and quality, right? But I always was honest and I was always very direct. And I think I have a refined palate that just craves the dirty. So I know, like, if you say, do you want to have a hot dog or do you want to have a Michelin chicken? I would say a hot dog, but I know that it should taste like the Michelin chicken. So it was at least a year, Daniel, until we perfected it. And then I thought, well, this is the absolute best cookie I ever had. And forget Subway cookie, because I think that's actually great. Forget Bristol Farm cookie, because I actually think that's great. This is the new cookie. And so on our first iteration of packaging, we wrote gluten-free, vegan, everything else, once it became a brand, so small, because I wanted this to be just an amazing cookie that happened to be free from these top allergens. I didn't want you to be like, okay, this tastes like a pretty good vegan cookie. No, this is the cookie. It's just free from it.
That is awesome. I love to hear that. And honestly, I'm the same way. Like, I went home for July 4th and we went to a couple nice restaurants with my parents. But then the meal that I liked best was the one with like the hot dogs and the chicken tenders. It's like, this is a feast. Let's go. So I really appreciate that approach of just like, this must be just the most delicious thing out there. That also happens to be the best for you for those alternatives. Because like, yeah, I've worked at Mars Chocolate. I've also worked in food tech and companies working on plant-based eggs. And that my feeling was always like, people would say, well, that's not as healthy for you as a salad. Like, yeah, you know what? If you could just eat a salad all day, that's great. Like, if you are the kind of person who can make those kind of decisions, perfect. But if you're like a lot of us who are going to indulge and eat things that are, you know, saltier or like sugary or whatever, let's have some better options than what's out there so we can improve the food system by us just making better choices for what we do want to have anyway. So Patricia, now coming back to you, because you've been gluten-free, I think you said for 80 years, which is impressive. That's a good streak. What about you for like
80 or 8?
I was wondering, because you're Brazilian, I was like, I wonder if that's a saying in Portuguese, like, oh, like, wait, no. I've been something for 8 years. Okay, so you've been gluten-free for 8 years. Thank you. And so as a consumer, tell me how, for you, this ranks up against other gluten-free options. And like, what are your challenges typically?
Yeah, I think that for me, whenever like you see a brand that is gluten-free, vegan, top allergies, normally they taste healthy. They taste very different. And for example, like Kevin is not gluten-free, or he doesn't care as much as ingredients as I do. So whenever we eat out something or buy something, he can say like, oh, this is good, but tastes healthy. Like, you can tell the difference. But when I try your guys' product, it's like, you can't tell. I just thought it was like a normal cookie. I look at the ingredient again and I was like, are you sure that this is what's inside? Because it's like mind-blowing. And I think in the beginning when I became gluten-free, it was very hard to find good options. Or like if you go somewhere like a restaurant, they would say, oh, you can eat a salad. That's all you can have. But nowadays, I'm just like happy that we have so many more options. But not everything that it sells as like better for you is actually better for you. I think some brands has like some tricks that they do, but and then also the taste, it's like very important. And I think you guys nailed the taste so much.
There's two sides of it, because you do find that the plant-based and the gluten-frees and the free-froms, they tend to add in fillers and things that help the product taste like the traditional, but they're not actually good for you. And they're actually probably worse for your gut because they're manufactured and they're not like real food. So that's part of the reason as well. Like, we wanted to make sure that even though it was gluten-free and mostly grain-free, vegan, it was made from ingredients that you find.
Yeah. That's awesome. I guess I have different opinions about stuff. Like, typically if someone said, oh, you should try this, it's gluten-free, I'd be like, I definitely don't want that. I know that it's not going to taste good. Yeah, I don't want that. Or like, I kind of feel that way about grain-free also, which all of these things are better for me, but I am not a super healthy person. Like, probably anyone who knows me knows that. So like, yeah, like this I think could just be my cookie then forever. That's great. So can you guys tell me a little bit about your team also? I think I read that it was, at least at one point, the two of you and I think Sophia's mom also. Yeah. Is that right? Is that the power trio, or have you guys grown since then?
Well, our administration team, like everything outside of production, is myself, Maurizio, and my mother-in-law, our child as we speak. But we have a great team in the kitchen who makes the cookies. We did do it ourselves for a very long time, but we did get to a point where we just couldn't keep up. So we have probably a team of about 8 in the kitchen. And then, yeah, me and Maurizio head up all of the admin and the day-to-day and the running of the business.
That's a lot of stuff. This girl would leave our tiny LA apartment at 2 in the morning to drive to the commercial kitchen in where we live now in Orange County. She would bake until 6 in the morning. She would pack and then come back to LA and give them to her friends that ordered from her on Instagram. This went on for 6 months. She would pack her car, unpack her car, pack her car, unpack her. We're talking ingredients. We're talking all the things that she needed to make. Until one day she came in just ghost. And she's already quite fair. So just imagine what she really looked like. Pale as can be. And she said, I think I could use your help. And that was the last day I did anything for myself. And then now I was ingrained in the new family business because I saw what was kind of taking its toll on her and what it took. And that grew then to 2 days and to 3 days. And now we're in the kitchen full time. But there was so much groundwork that Safira did just by herself for months and months and months and months before
it became to what it is now.
Hello, everybody. Have you ever reached out to a traditional recruiting agency to try to fill a role and then been shocked when you found out that they charge up to 30% of a first-year salary? That could be $50,000 or way more. That's so unaffordable for an early brand. But there's great news. I am thrilled to announce that Startup CPG now has an official recruiting partner that I think is the best fit for emerging brands. They are called Creative Alignments. They're a top-tier recruiter, and the best thing is that they work on an hourly model called time-based recruiting. Often, you could fill a position with them for just 10 to 12% of a first-year salary, and if you work with them on multiple roles, you could save even more. They've worked with RxBar, Cauley Power, Kodiak Cakes, Olipop, and so many other brands, and they are extremely well-regarded within our Startup CPG Slack community. So if you're considering hiring, I really recommend reaching out to them for a free consultation. You can visit their website at creativealignments.com or email them directly. Our contact is frank.milianti, that's M-I-L-I-A-N-T-I, at creativealignments.com. And so that's amazing. I really respect the hustle, and I don't understand how anyone can be successful without putting in that much work and passion and everything. So nice job, guys. So two more questions before I ask you guys more about Shark Tank. The first is, can you tell people where your products are sold and just describe kind of the product line?
Yeah, so we're in about 80 stores at the moment. The biggest retailer we're in is Mother's, which is an OC, like SoCal grocery chain. And also Lassen's in LA. We're sold in Alfred Coffee, The Earth Bars, Project Juice and Beaming, and then just a lot of independent coffee shops as well.
Perfect. And those are just some of the absolute tastemaker accounts here in SoCal. For anybody who doesn't know, Mother's Market has just some of the most epic locations, like waterfront, gorgeous stores. I love it. That's awesome. And just bold prediction, I think you guys will be in many, many, many multiples of that this time next year. So get cracking in that kitchen. Yeah. And then can you describe also the product line for everybody?
We have kind of two different product lines. We've got a shelf stable product line, and then we've got a single serve grab and go line, which is from the refrigerated section. Things like chocolate chip cookie, which was the selfie winner. Candy bar cookie, which is a healthy take on your Snickers bar. Brownie and a blondie. And then we have some like a little bit more like unique items that like a tag along, which is a healthier take on a Girl Scout cookie. A no-bake cookie dough bar. And then an ABC cookie and a breakfast cookie, which is a pecan raisin cookie that we like to have for breakfast. And then on the shelf stable baking line, we have our chocolate chip a cookie baking mix, which is based off of our chocolate chip cookie that you can bake at home. And then a sugar cookie mix that you can also bake at home that is completely sugar-free, and you just add maple syrup, coconut oil, and vanilla to it.
I had to make sure I had lunch before talking to you guys, because as soon as I started researching and looking at all the pictures of just gooey deliciousness, it's like I'm going to be too hungry if I don't fuel up before this.
So before we go to the Shark Tank content, you guys also did some very fun collaborations with Gwyneth Paltrow, also Rachel's Good It, if I'm not wrong. Like, I know both of them. I mean, not personally, of course. But so how was that collaboration? Like, how did you guys get into collab with them?
Yeah, so the story with Gwyneth Paltrow is actually quite an interesting one. Kind of like the series of events that had to happen before in order for this to kind of unfold. But essentially, we had done a collaboration with a food blogger, wellness blogger, who works out with, she trains with the same trainer that Gwyneth Paltrow trains with. And so when we did the collaboration with her, she said, you know, I would love to get a box to Gwyneth. Let me hand off a box to my trainer and he'll give it to her. So I went into the kitchen, baked a special box just for her, couriered it up to LA and to the gym, and he, what I thought, passed it on to Gwyneth. I didn't hear a word since the courier handed it over. Not a word for months. And I was in the kitchen one day, it was a Saturday morning, and I get a text, and it's from Gwyneth. And she said, hi, this is Gwyneth. I tried your cookies a few months ago. I really love them. I want to get some for Father's Day tomorrow. but I don't see like an overnight shipping option. Oh no, sorry, this was on a Friday. I don't see an overnight shipping option. I want them on Saturday. And so I was like, okay, no worries. I'll overnight them to you. Got on the phone with UPS, made a special batch for her, made sure with the guy on the phone that they would be delivered next day. He assured me, yes. I get up on a Saturday morning, I check the tracking, delayed. It wasn't going to get there till Monday. I was like, oh, like, what do I do? And she lives probably, I would say, about 4-hour drive from where we were. And so Maurizio said, you got to go yourself. Like, we're in the middle of production. Like, we're short-staffed. I'm in the middle of baking cookies. He goes, I got this. You go. I'll handle the kitchen. I'm like, okay. So I jump in the car. I text her. I'm like, I'm dropping myself. I'll see you soon. And so I drive up. I find out that maybe 20 minutes into me leaving, Maurizio pulled a speed rack of hot cookies all over himself and ended up burning his entire forearm.
Oh, no.
I essentially drove up to her house and I thought I was just going to be met with a handler, an assistant. I'd give them and then I'd leave. She opened the door, gave me a big hug, welcomed me into her home. And I'm standing there like, talk like a regular human, be normal, great. Like, it seemed like you're standing in front of Gwyneth Paltrow in her kitchen. And so she was just asking me about the business and, you know, about our story. Her husband came in and she's like, do you want a photo? And I'm like, yes, I would love a photo. So we took some photos and then she gave me some fruit from her fruit tree and sent me on my way.
That's so good.
And so after that, she posted us on Instagram. We were kind of just talking back and forth on text. And Maurizio actually brought up the idea. He's like, why don't we ask her to do a collaboration? And I was like, I don't know if she would go for that. Like, we're kind of small, but let me ask. And so I asked and she's like, yeah, I'd love to. And that's kind of how it started. And it was very seamless and she was really easy to work with, went back and forth on ideas and came up with a holiday sample box that we launched at the end of 2022.
Oh, that's so good. What a cool story. Oh, I'm so glad you asked about that, Patricia. Speaking of celebrities and posting things. So let's get to Shark Tank. I am so excited to see the episode. I guess I think it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I got to see two of our community brands on there getting deals, just scooping up deals. I watched Funky Mellow. Man, they crushed it. It was so good. It was like a no-brainer deal for them. They're like, what? Like, yeah, I'll take that. This thing is amazing. It's a good valuation. Let's go. And they, oh man, they really did such a great job of representing their brand and themselves. Beautiful. And then Jake from Phila Manila, man, that was impressive. I don't know if you guys have watched the episode yet, but he was like, they were like counting him out. And then he pulled out the back pocket gold royalty card and they all came back in. He was like, oh my God, what a smart guy. That was so clever. So so excited to see you guys on there as well. I always want to know, can you take us back to like, how did this come about? How did you get the courage up and to apply and also like, you know, be willing to go through the work of it?
Do you remember how it actually started? We may have seen it on the Slack channel.
Yeah, it was a link, right? And we've internally talked about this show and how great the impact be, but that wasn't great for deals necessarily for CPG because it's such a hard evaluation to come up with. And we didn't want to get crushed. We didn't know at the time. And I don't know if we still know for sure if we want to keep it as a family business forever and ever, or find a way to actually make an exit and go enjoy our life. So that's still something that we are finding some challenges with. But at that time, I knew for sure I didn't want anyone to really come in. So when the opportunity came, I didn't really tell Safira. I just hit the link. I think I put every wrong answer I could think of. Why should you be on Shark Tank? Oh, I'll be the worst guest. Why do you think your company is, you know, worthy of it? Oh, I don't think it is. I think it's terrible, like all this kind of stuff, thinking, okay, well, at least I did it. And so I won't hear back. And that's the end of it. And sure enough, hey, I think you guys have something here. Do you want to talk about being on Shark Tank? So at that time, I was like, well, let me tell Saf, see what she thinks. And she said, what did you do this? And blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff. Cut to the most, you know, grueling question and answer, company profile, numbers and spreadsheets and X, Y, and Z to get to a point where along the entire step, they would say, hey, you're great. We're moving you forward, but we may not. And then it would be the next step. Hey, great. We're moving you to the next step, but get ready because we're going to cut you. And so this would go on. And sure enough, we went to the very last stage of it. And they were like, you guys are out. Thanks for trying. And we thought, boy, we just lost 6 months of our life there. Great.
And that was last Was that last year?
So that was last year. Yeah.
Yeah, it was last year, around July last year.
So I think maybe 6-8 months go by, email. Guys, we're doing this again. You are heavy favorites. Would you consider doing this again? And I was like, hell no. No chance. We don't want any part of this.
Well, we basically said, like, obviously we still wanted to be part of it, but this, the process of it was so intense. And I was 7 months pregnant at the time. So I was like, okay, do we want to take this on now? We know how much is involved. And so I think Maurizio responded with, we'd love to, but we don't want to go through the same, like, dump of it all. You have all of our information. You know, we can send you updated financials. You have our, we put together a whole video last year. So, like, you have it. That's what you got. And so that process was a lot easier this time around in terms of, like, the back end stuff. But it's still very much a, you got to the next round, but you might get cut until you air. And even when we, even right up until we got an air date, it was like, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that you'll actually get on.
That's wild. I can only imagine, you know, when I watch the Super Bowl, for example, and then, you know, you just see the team that loses and it's so crushing. Like, I don't know how they deal with that. Like, I've just put in a year of effort and then I've lost this. And now it's going to be a whole nother year till I could actually get the chance to win this. And by the way, only one of the team actually wins. So all of them have to deal with that. And it's interesting to think about it that way. Because, I mean, mainly in CPG, like, you're growing, you're applying to stuff all the time. And so, like, you're, it's not just one retailer you're counting on. It's a bunch. But like with Shark Tank, man, you just, yeah, you put in 6 months into it and then they got to the end. They're like, no, not this year. And yeah, I think they did tell me once that the record was somebody who applied 11 times before they actually got accepted. So there are people out there who just, that rolls off and like, all right, let's go again. But I'm not one of those people. That would be crushing for me. So I love your approach on it. So then anything that you can share about what the actual day of recording was like? I know you probably can't share, like, who are the sharks or when was it or anything, but anything that you can share about your experience of it?
Yeah. So leading up, you know, there is a guest shark every time. We didn't know until, no, it was like the night before. Yeah. Cause we were going to find out, I think our shoot date was on a Tuesday and we were going to find out on the weekend because we had done like a last minute kind of video pitch to the producers to make sure that our pitch was like good. We were in time. Everything that we were saying was cohesive and it was, you know, good for the show. And they were going to tell us who the guest shark was. And we were kind of, you know, hoping it would be a certain person. And then we got the info the night before. So we kind of had a very short amount of time to learn who this person was and like do our, like, you know, information on him.
So I saw in the episode preview that the guest shark for this one is Jason Blum. So that was the person that you had to research all of a sudden and figure out what their background was and get ready to include their perspective.
Yeah. And what we found out as well is that, so I guess people don't really know this, but they filmed two separate air dates in one day. So they had him as a guest shark for the Halloween episode because he was a producer of these horror films. And so when we came in the day of filming, the whole set was set up for Halloween and they had to completely switch it back for after lunch, which is when our segment was.
That's so funny because, yeah, when you see the episode air, it's, you know, 3-4 pitches, whatever, and it's the same sharks. So you can kind of presume like they must have filmed all of those on the same day. And then once they film them, they have to choose ones that came that day because they can't have people changing outfits and stuff. So that's pretty interesting to think about. And then, so yeah, of course, you know, we can't ask you anything at this point around, did you get a deal? Who was it with? How much did you get? What happened? Or did you get crushed but still be able to get your product aired? Which, I mean, the most important thing is getting to be aired, right? Because we know something's going to happen for your business. So I think the main question I have for you is, you're in 80 stores. Yeah, I'm sure you do well in all of them, but, you know, you're not dealing with millions and millions of units a year. So, like, this is going to be a very significant bump on your volume. Were you able to do anything to prepare for that? What's that? Because you know you're going to sell out immediately on all your channels as soon as this goes live. So what, if anything, could you even do to prepare for it at the point where they finally told you?
It's been a bit of a challenge to get ready only because we're in the middle of a finishing up a collaboration, which has been one of our biggest months to date in sales for our online store. And so we're just trying to keep up with that. And so we got the word that we're going to air. And it was like, I think it was like a 2-week heads up, or was it, yeah, 2 weeks to essentially hire more staff, get all of our raw materials, because we obviously bake to order, try and like get as much going as we can in preparation. But there's no real way to prepare because you just don't know how you're going to do on the night. We know we're going to get a bump.
Yeah.
Also in the middle of Expo West. So it's like, it's even more wild.
I know Expo West in itself is such a huge event. And for us to be out of the kitchen for 3 days for that is hard enough. And then obviously now tack on
Shark Tank on a Friday.
I guess the one great thing is that you're in a commercial kitchen, so you can quickly at least scale up some production. If you were working with a co-man, there's no way to do that on a tight turnaround with like ordering ingredients, whatever. And then you're either going to guess and end up with a lot of extra inventory that could expire if you don't get on there. In an ideal scenario, you just get the perfect amount. But I'm so excited for you guys. I'm excited for me to get to watch it. And then also for Expo to get to come by and just check out all of these products and just really indulge in some really delicious, better for you baked treats. And then because you guys both brought up fashion, of course, I need to make sure you guys know, as well as the whole community, about a very exciting activation that we have at our booth. Patricia, do you mind telling everybody about what we've got going on related to fashion?
Yeah, we are doing our first ever brand swag fashion show. And swag.com is the main sponsor for it. And we are so excited to partner with them. But we are going to take the hall of the ACC level 3 and turn into a fashion show. So our brands are going to show off their brand swags, because you guys spend just so much time into make your outfit looking so cool and make sure you stand out somehow. So we want to record everyone walking down the aisle. Daniel and I are going to be the host, asking you guys questions about your outfit. And then, of course, we are going to create a whole like video and content later on for social media.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm just going to assume this is the first ever brand swag fashion show. And Patricia and I, we both rewatched Zoolander in preparation. So we'll be there like, oh, who's she wearing? Is that a custom tote bag? Oh, a matching fanny pack. Where's that from? So we'll be interviewing people on the not red carpet, but, you know, like convention center hall carpet. And,
it's on Friday on 2 p.m.
Friday, yes, at our booth, which is 8020 ACC Level 3, which is up at the top left if you're looking at the main convention hall, top left section. It's going to be amazing. I think that you guys will really appreciate it with your backgrounds in fashion, but probably it will not live up to your fashion show standards. But we're going to have a good time, and we were really excited about it. And swag.com, thank you for believing in us to do it. It actually, the idea came out because I was at home hanging out with my mom over Christmas break, and she always will think about stuff for our business. She's the best. And she's like, you should do a fashion show. And, you know, she meant like a proper fashion show. I'm like, Mom, like, come on, we can't do that. Like, that's not, wait a minute. Actually, yeah, we do have this partnership with swag.com. Let's do a brand swag fashion show at Expo. You know, we have the whole setup there. Everyone's going to be there looking great in all the swag. Our team has some very cool drip to show everybody at the show also. And I'm also just excited to see you guys, because you showed up so strong to the Alley Rally party. And you guys, like, your threads are incredible. Everything looks good. You guys bring so much energy that I think also is represented in the cool stuff that you guys are wearing. So now I understand that that's not just a coincidence, that it's your background also that made that happen. So any, just to close out, any good way for people to follow along with you guys, like, you know, LinkedIn, go to your website, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, social media, we're on Instagram and TikTok, just at Nowhere Bakery. Our website is nowherebakery.com. We post behind the scenes on our stories and try to show as much behind the curtain as we can for people to get a good insight into the business.
All right. And is it okay if everyone just adds you on LinkedIn also so they can follow along with your posts?
Yeah, I'll have to update my profile.
All right. I'm like LinkedIn first on almost everything, as well as our Startup CPG Slack, of course. But so I always like to, it's just a great way to kind of like stay up to date with people's nudes always. All right. Thank you guys so much. Nowhere Bakery, just could not be more excited for you guys and this huge, huge milestone that's taken you guys not just one run through to get, but two. And so it'll be all the sweeter, I guess, for cookies to actually see this come to fruition. So can't wait to watch this all along with you guys. And I hope that everybody watching this and listening along will jump onto your Instagram and leave some support and buy some delicious treats. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Patricia. All right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Patty. See you soon.
Bye, everybody. See you soon.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast today, it would really help us out if you can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I am Daniel Scharf. I'm the host and founder of Startup CPG. Please feel free to reach out or add me on LinkedIn. If you're a potential sponsor that would like to appear on the podcast, please email partnerships@startupcpg.com. And reminder to all of you out there, we would love to have you join the community. You can sign up at our website, startupcpg.com, to learn about our webinars, events, and Slack channel. If you enjoyed today's music, you can check out my band. It's the Super Fantastics on Spotify Music. On behalf of the entire Startup CPG team, thank you so much for listening and your support. See you next time.